Have you ever imagined what it would be like if your parents suddenly left? It happened to one 17-year-old girl. Radioactive's Gerardo Ramos has more.
Roberta Lirma grew up in a light brown apartment building in Auburn, Washington. She had a happy life.
My parents, when they would be outside, either my dad fixing the car or with his friends, and my mom just like sitting down on the stairs watching us play.
Playing with her two brothers.
We'd either like climb trees or like go to the store with our friends, and like it's just seeing that, I miss that.
Roberta misses her younger brother and parents because they are in Mexico and she's in the U.S. When Roberta was in sixth grade, her life made a huge turn. She started noticing that her parents were acting extremely weird. Roberta thought she was dreaming. Her mother was selling all their furniture. Then she found out why.
When they told me that they had to leave due to family emergencies, I just acted normal. I was like, okay, but at least you'll come back. And they would just like look at me sad, and they wouldn't say anything after I told them that. And so I left to my room with my friend, and I just like broke down.
1 week passed, two, three, a month passed, 6 months, and now it's been 5 years and they still haven't returned. There's more to the story. Roberta's parents came to the U.S. from Mexico in 1997. They crossed the border illegally. Then they got a letter saying that if they didn't leave the country, then they were going to get deported. So they thought that it was for the best to leave, and they took Roberta's younger brother with them. Before her parents left, they told her to stay because she would get a better future here. Roberta's actually her middle name. We are using it to protect her family's identity. When her parents left, she was 12 and her older brother was 16. They lived with their godmother for 2 years. Then their godmother decided to leave them on their own. While teenagers are thinking about relationships, looks, and school, Roberta and her brother were thinking about food, rent, and a way to survive. Living in an apartment with her older brother, Roberta missed the strangest things about her parents.
Everything feels so empty, like coming home and not listening to my mom, like yelling at me for like coming late or something, and having to clean up after my stuff in my room or her cooking my favorite foods.
Roberta's brother was a senior in high school. After school, he would work in construction and at night as a janitor. He had no choice but to drop out of school. Roberta thought she wasn't meant for school either. She hadn't told anyone at school what had happened to her parents. She was trying to be someone she really wasn't.
My life went down. I started making bad decisions. I wasn't really doing good in school. I wasn't really taking care of myself.
She would drink almost every day. Roberta would be at parties all the time. She would also skip school a lot. Her grades went from A's and B's to F's. Then one day, Roberta's brother decided to go into work late so he could drive her to school.
He cried and told me that I was growing up so much and not to give up and just keep trying.
That motivated her to try harder in school because she didn't want to see the guy that she saw like a dad cry. That same day, she told a story of what happened to her parents to one of her closest friends. Her name is Alejandra. They have been friends since sixth grade. Alejandra was at the house when Roberta's parents told her they were leaving. When Alejandra heard the real story, this is what she said to her friend.
Like, I'm here for you. Anything you need, like, school-wise or personal-wise, like, I'm here. You can tell me anything. I mean, yeah, your parents left and all, but look at that. You lost a parent, but you gained so much. You gained a better relationship with your brother, with your nieces, your sister-in-law. And then, look, you got me as a friend, too, which is even more amazing.
Alejandra and Roberta have a connection like sisters. Alejandra graduated high school last spring, and now she wants to help Roberta graduate with her class.
She has pushed me through my goals, and she's willing to help me, even though she already completed part of her life, but she's willing to do it again to help me complete my part of my life.
Even though it was a struggle for Roberta to adapt to school again, they started going to the library together. Roberta is working really hard to get A's and B's again. Roberta and Alejandra both started working full-time at Wendy's this summer. I asked Alejandra if she could think of one word to describe Roberta.
Yeah, she's inspiring after all that she's been through and all that she's been able to overcome.
Roberta's dad never gave her presents on her birthdays. Then on her 12th birthday, her dad gave her a necklace. It was the last birthday before he left for Mexico. Every time she feels sad, she sits down and looks at it.
I see the necklace because, I mean, it has two stars. And those two stars are a symbol of my parents. One's my mom and one's my dad.
Roberta talks to her parents every couple of weeks. She messes around, saying that she wants her mother to send her favorite soup through the mail. Because there will never be a soup like that one.
Well, I really miss them a lot. It's just that I wish they were here. Hopefully, to be back together again.
Roberta doesn't want her parents to be hiding under their own shadows. So she's going to try to bring them back to the U.S. legally. She hasn't lost the faith that one day, her family will be together like they were once in that light brown apartment building in Auburn. For Radioactive, I'm Gerardo Ramos.